This demonstration area and audible tour is an educational project of the Pennsylvania Lumber Museum and Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, Bureau of Forestry. Financial assistance and consultation has been provided by the Pennsylvania Hardwoods Development Council, a bureau of the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture, and the Sustainable Forestry Initiative of Pennsylvania. The Sustainable Forestry Initiative Program, or SFI, is a voluntary, industry-driven effort developed to ensure that future generations will have the same abundant, healthy, and productive forests we enjoy today. Created in 1995 by the American Forest and Paper Association, SFI is a program of comprehensive forestry and conservation practices. The goal of this trail is to introduce teachers to the role of timber harvests in sustaining forests. In order to reach this goal, it is important to understand that forestry is the art and science of tending, reproducing, and managing forests with their associated resources for a variety of benefits and values. The desirability of different harvesting methods varies for specific forest values, which include wildlife habitat, soil, water resources, recreation, aesthetics, and timber production. More than 70% of Pennsylvania's 17 million acres of forested lands are non-industrial private forests owned by 500,000 individuals and families. The continued growth and flow of high-quality hardwoods and other forest values from our working forests depends upon the management decisions landowners are making today. The decisions they make affect not only the long-term viability of the hardwood industry, but also the sustainability of the broader set of values that society expects from our forests. There is a growing need for educators and landowners to be knowledgeable of forest ecology and silviculture principles if Pennsylvania's forest resources are to be managed sustainably. Timber harvesting, a primary tool of forest management, is used by foresters to yield more than commercial products. Harvesting is also used to maintain healthy and productive forest ecosystems. Tree cutting is frequently the mechanism used to improve forest stands for timber, wildlife habitat, recreation, and to meet other landowner objectives. Unfortunately, misconceptions about timber harvesting may fuel conflicts among landowners, forest resource professionals, timber harvesters, and the public. Because trees and forests enrich our lives in diverse ways, timber harvesting has become an emotional and controversial issue. Understanding natural forest processes, as well as some of the basic principles of forest management, may cause the citizens of the Commonwealth to reevaluate their views. If we are to continue enjoying the abundant amenity values associated with our vast acres of working forests, timber harvesting must remain a viable management tool of our renewable forest resource. About the trail. The area you are going to walk through is a second growth forest, which is approximately 80 years old. Three harvesting treatments were installed in 2001. One is non-sustainable. The other two demonstrate management practices that encourage natural regeneration and future forest productivity. Other points along the trail show potential management practices or some ecological principles a landowner may want to consider. The trail begins on state forest land, then crosses Commissioner Run onto Lumber Museum property and ends at the pond. The trail on the other side of Commissioner Run is also a nature trail. Please take advantage of the stops that identify trees. It is less than a mile and takes approximately 90 minutes if you allow about 5 minutes at each stop to read and explore the tree identifications on the nature trail and to hear the CD. Proceed to Station 2.